Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we thank our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, for all His blessings, for He is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We should send peace and blessings upon His most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara, upon His illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Subh tayba mein hui batta hai baada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aaya hai tara noor ka, jo gada dekho liye, jata hai toda noor ka, are noor ki sarkar hai, kya isme toda noor ka. تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا
سبحان
الحمدللہ رب العالمین Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, may all our sins be pardoned for the sake of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's keep reciting durood. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one narration, the person who recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So inshallah, try and increase your recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reap the benefits and blessings. Alhamdulillah. I am in the blessed company of our respected and honorable مولانا عبد القادر قادر معيني التاري دامت بركاتهم العالية and inshallah let's open the discussion dear viewers. We even have a question that we are going to be asking inshallah zawajalla before we go any further into our discussion, but we will first inshallah zawajalla engage with our respected مولانا صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله. So yes, Mu'asab, our discussion and topic for today is also very interesting and together with that informative, for we are going to inshallah zawajalla extract lessons from the life of a very pious saint in Islam.
Subhanallah.
And I'm referring to none other than Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Jihadi of viewers of Madani Channel, a great debater, Mu'asab, a great scholar, a great alim, a great personality in Islam. Subhanallah. We are to learn more about this personality as we go along in our program. We have a lot of questions that we're going to be asking our Mawlana Sahib with regards to this personality. And inshallah, Zawajalla Mawlana Sahib, these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose lives are filled with so many lessons and so many different aspects that inspire us, Mu'asab. We attain inspiration from their lives, for they have sacrificed, you know, whatever they had in their lives, dear viewers, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that gives us enthusiasm to see how our pious predecessors had the balance between the dunya and the deen, Mu'asab, and how subhanallah they spread Islam on this planet. And subhanallah, how through their efforts, Mu'asab, Islam has reached thousands of homes. Alhamdulillah. The Amini Karamat, which are very famous about Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And many viewers out there may know some very famous incidents about maybe his Pir o Murshid, about his personality. But Mu'asab, it is stated that before we go any further into his name and lineage and so on and so forth, is it true that Mu'asab, he was a great debater in his time?
Subhanallah. He was indeed a very great debater, and in the sciences that are to deal with philosophy and a lot of cognitive sciences such as philosophy and logic and ilm al-munazara, that debate itself, it's a science in itself, and then ilm al-kalam, that is theology, Islamic theology, based on scientific argument, philosophical arguments, and so on. So Islam at that time was thriving, alhamdulillah. But there were forces that objected to the truthfulness of Islam. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala was that man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that time, to defend the dignity of Islam, whatever attacks there were on Islam and on Islamic principles in terms of Islamic beliefs and so on, mashallah, he refuted those arguments coming from evil forces, you know. And it was a difficult challenge at the, in his time. And he became so famous that a famous historian says that his books became so famous that people forgot about every other author besides him in his time, subhanAllah. So even in his time, he was widely accepted, world-renowned, alhamdulillah. He traveled through many lands, especially in Asia, such as Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and so on. These areas, alhamdulillah, where he went, and he debated with the enemies of Islam, and he safeguarded the dignity of Islam, alhamdulillah. So therefore, we call him the Mujaddid. Mujaddid is he, alhamdulillah, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who revives the deen for the people, subhanallah. So reviving the deen, okay, muhaddiseen have spoken a lot about it, alhamdulillah. But the famous hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints someone at the turn of every century for this ummah,
Allah
who revives their deen for them.
Yeah,
so whatever additional things that are not supposed to be part of the deen, if somebody had to attribute anything to the deen that wasn't part of it, he comes and he revives the deen and he brings it back to the original shape as it was. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi," meaning whatever the deen that was brought down by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba, that the deen on which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was and his sahaba, he brings it to the same originality, alhamdulillah, keeping the spirit of Islam alive.
Subhanallah. Wonderful, Mu'asab. Can Mu'asab even mention something about his noble and his blessed lineage, Mu'asab? Where is it traced back from, Mu'asab?
Okay, his noble lineage, mashallah, he is from the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Allah.
That is his noble lineage, alhamdulillah. His Mubarak name is Muhammad, mashallah. And even his father was a great scholar. He studied by his father as well and many other scholars of his time, mashallah. And his associates that were there, his friends who accompanied him through his journey, the class fellows, mashallah, they also attest to his abilities, his remarkable abilities and capabilities in different sciences. He wasn't only expert in Islamic sciences, but other sciences as well. He has written, alhamdulillah, a book where he has presented the summary of, I think, close to 60 branches of science, mashallah.
Allah.
And he has given a synopsis of all those branches of ilm, mashallah. It includes maybe over 30 of them are Islamic sciences and about 20 of them are the contemporary sciences that were there. So, mashallah, I read the book and I thoroughly enjoyed it, mashallah. And there's so much to learn always when you read the books of Buzurgan-e-Deen. There's so much of wisdom and hikmah in it. It is only our lack of enthusiasm that we don't get to read. As Amir Sunnah Amal Barakatumul Aliyah says, that you know, no matter how much shaitan wants to deter you from reading the books, don't give up on it.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah, subhanallah. Yes. So, knowledge is of course obtained through reading, through sacrifices, through studying under, you know, learned personalities. And subhanallah, this is something that we should never give up doing, Mu'asab. Ignorance is one of the biggest reasons why we land ourselves into big problems, Mu'asab. We should actually embrace knowledge and ilm, attain knowledge by sacrificing. And knowledge is not cheap, Mu'asab. It's costly, sometimes not financially, but in terms of sacrifices, Mu'asab. A person has to make that attempt, like Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, we are speaking about such a personality that he would not debate only humans, but even shayateen, Mu'asab.
Allahu
Akbar. Even Iblis, Shaitan himself, had a debate with Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which is a historical debate, Mu'asab. The Shaitan that debated Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi on the basis of Iman and faith, Mu'asab, to prove the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as throughout his life he had propagated the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Risalat of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire life He would remove and lift people from the pits of infidelity and bring them to light through his debates, through his knowledge. Allahu Akbar. To such an extent that even he was a threat to the Iblis and Shaitan Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar. And Shaitan's responsibility and job is what, dear viewers? He is trying to snatch and remove our faith and Iman. And he indulges us, Mu'asab, in different debates. Different types of debates. Or is pe agar kuch kalam ho jaye, Mu'asab, ki we are living in times that without any ilm and without any knowledge. Any Shaitan had chosen who to debate with because he knew ye to debate ka mauka hai. Why? Because the one who, Allahu Akbar, you know, what can be said, Mu'asab, his knowledge and his ilm that he had, but look at where he landed himself. Yani the main devil, Mu'asab, is there who was, of course, who became Mardood-e Bargah. But on the other hand, Mu'asab, the other shayateen that also follow what the main shaitan says, all of them are on one path and their responsibility is to move you off the righteous path and to trick you and to trap you. The Quran says, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. That shaitan is our open enemy, Mu'asab. And he is the one who makes us indulge in such useless, baseless argumentations and debates, Mu'asab. People are fighting without any knowledge about namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, such masail where we're supposed to get the answers from the ulama and scholars, muftiyani kiram. But we see people without knowledge, Mu'asab, just reading a few pages of the internet, you know, browsing the internet and getting one piece of information. I have read, I've got solid proof and so on and so forth. What mashwara and what advice would you give to such people, Mu'asab?
Mu'asab, there are two different things. One is knowledge, one is information. What people usually have is information. Information is everywhere.
Allah, Allah.
The whole Wikipedia is filled with information. All the books of ahadith are filled with information. All the Islamic books are filled with information. But to put it in perspective and to bring about the main real wisdom of it and to grasp it from a true point of understanding, that is now knowledge. So yes, you have bits of information everywhere.
So the source is, or the source is true. It's not fabricated, Mu'asab. The source needs to be original, of course, from what you're learning and where you're getting the information as well. People put a blind eye to this, Mu'asab.
Yes, I mean, of course, it has to be coming from authentic sources. And let's say, for example, people nowadays, they'll say, okay, where is it in Bukhari? Meaning that's the only book that they know. They might not even know it. They just heard people quoting, "Hadha fi Sahih al-Bukhari," you know,
Allahu
how, like how people like to say.
Allah, Allah.
And they say, "No, it's in where is it in Bukhari?" If you're saying this, so we need to enlighten them that you know what, Bukhari is not the only book. There are other books, Sahih Bukhari, the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many collections of Ahadith. The Muhaddithin, they have, Alhamdulillah, compiled so many books of Ahadith. So that, you know, all the Sahih Hadith is not limited to Bukhari. Likewise, I'm just giving an example, right? Likewise, if they argue and they'll tell you, all right, this is what's mentioned in Fathul Qadir, or this is what's mentioned in a certain book. So these are not only sources, but a true scholar of Islam, he has his eyes over all the sources, mashallah. And then he derives the pearls of wisdom and gives you the essence of it, which would take a layman years to stumble upon.
Subhanallah.
So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, for example, if we were to stick to his research, he gives proofs upon proofs upon proofs. And then at the end, he would say that, you know, all the pious predecessors, this is their opinion. And this faqir also has the same opinion, mashallah. This is the knowledge of intellect. Now this, the essence Sayyidi Ala Hazrat gives is the conclusion of all those arguments that are out
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Such as, now Ala Hazrat's research is, okay, very vast. But let's bring it down to Bahar-e Shariat, mashallah. Bahar-e Shariat, the masail are, alhamdulillah, thousands and thousands of masail are there. Those masail that are discussed in the books of fiqh in volumes and volumes, and he has brought it down, the essence and conclusion of it in few lines, mashallah. Each masala is few lines, mashallah, in Bahar-e Shariat. But if we as an individual, we were to research those masail, it would take us years to get to its
very
sources
true,
and everything.
Awesome. Very, very true.
MashaAllah. So these ulama are the true ulama, subhanAllah, that make our deen easy for us.
SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our discussion is about Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, and we are, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, speaking about his knowledge, his ilm, his faizan, his blessings, his teachings, his debates, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, him as a great personality and a source of guidance to thousands of people who may have came into the folds of Islam, Masab, that found the righteous path through his blessings. And subhanAllah, today we are attaining enthusiasm and the jazba of continuing in the same path, Masab, seeing those personalities and their sacrifices. Masab, with regards to his madhab, can Masab mentioned, of course, there are four madhab, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, our pious predecessors always have showed us and taught us how to be obedient to any of the four imams and how to, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, follow, and what is the tarqib, because there are people, Masab, through the waswasas of shaitan. This also information we get, and people have mentioned to me personally that from the internet we get, you know, we can swap and change and move and all of that. However, we find that all our pious predecessors, subhanAllah, they followed any one of the four imams, Masab, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Whether it was Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whether it was Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, our pious predecessors, great pious predecessors, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi alayhi, whether they belong to Indo-Pak or to any other country in the world, dear viewers of Madani Channel, they followed any of these four imams.
Yeah.
So what was Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala himself?
Alhamdulillah, he was Shafi'iul Madhab, mashallah. He was following the Madhab of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the second greatest Imam, mashallah, after Imam Azam Abu Hanifa in terms of his followers. The greatest following, of course, is Imam Azam Abu Hanifa's. And Imam Shafi can be regarded as a student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the adherent of the Shafi'i Madhab. Mm. So although he was such a knowledgeable personality, but in Madhab, in Fiqh, he followed the footsteps of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala. That goes to show that people, even scholars in our day and age, they should take a lesson from such a great Imam of Islam, who is following Imam Shafi'i, who is the adherent of one of the four schools of thought, mashallah. And in terms of creed, he was the adherent of Ash'ari Madhab, mashallah. So he was Ash'ari, Shafi'i, mashallah. He was the follower of Imam Abul Hasan Ash'ari, and he is Ilmul Kalam, in terms of Ilmul Kalam. This is now a deep discussion, which is not the subject of our
course
today.
Yes,
mashallah.
Yes.
So, if our viewers would like to know further, there are books written by Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala on Ilmul Kalam, in-depth books. So if our viewers like, inshallah, they can go read through those books, inshallah. And there are many books in terms of aqaid published by our Dawat Islami, mashallah, from Maktabatul Madina, such as the book of Aqidah, written by Huzur Sadru Sharia Ali Rahma, where the first volume of Bahar Shariat he dedicated to Islamic Aqaid, mashallah. So you can get your hands on that as well. Now this is where the beginning should be, you know, learning the basics. It doesn't suit and serve the purpose of learning the in-depth and intricacy of a matter before you learn the essence of it, you know. So, inshallah, it's highly encouraged that it is fard for us to know our aqaid. So, our viewers, inshallah, get your hands on the first volume of Bahar Shariat if you want to get in touch with the true aqaid of Islam, the true aqaid of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah. And thereafter, you can further your studies, you know.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So, yes, dear viewers of Madine Channel, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala is also known for his brilliant and outstanding lectures and his speeches, Masab, his bayanat. Of course, he is the great Mujaddid of Islam of the 6th century, alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us our sins for the sake of Imam Fakhruddin Razi.
Ameen.
Rahmatullahi ta'ala. Masab, earlier I mentioned something about shaitan and Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and I don't want to keep the viewers in any confusion. Please let us know about this debate, Masab. How and when did this debate take place? So that we just have an idea of his ilm and knowledge, as well as why should we even be linked to our pious predecessors? Why should we have a spiritual guide, Masab?
SubhanAllah. Okay, the spiritual guide, mashallah, you know, those powers that are not seen visibly with our eyes, they are the greatest powers, subhanAllah. And our spiritual guides are those who will, inshallah, guide us, take us by our hand, and present it in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be underestimated. It took a long time for Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala to come to realize the importance of having a spiritual guide in the first place. But once he had the spiritual guide, mashallah, it resolved many of his doubts. You know, one thing is a person learning through years and years of research, and one thing is just knowing instantly in your heart through instinct that alhamdulillah, that is put by the way of ilham from the angels, and then waswasa, that is the opposite of ilham, that is put by the shaitan. So what is waswasa? What is this waswasa that was poking him at the time of agony? Shaitan came to debate with him. Shaitan tries hardest, you know, when we are about to leave this world with iman. That is why it is very important to make dua that amitna alal iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death.
Ameen, ya rabbal alameen.
Because we don't know what's our end is going to be like. And innamal amalu bil khawatim, I believe that is the narration, mashallah, that
ji.
It is determined by our end
results. Subhanallah.
So end result is very important. If our whole life, a person, like let's say for example, a person, his whole life he was an adherent and he was a believer, and in the last moments of life he gave up on the iman and shaitan got hold of him, all that years of worship and years of correct belief wouldn't Allah stand a chance because his khatima was on disbelief.
Allah.
So shaitan at this moment in life tries his level best. Tries his level best, and he tried it with Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, of all people. And Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi now being equipped with all the Islamic sciences, alhamdulillah, he is Shaitan is questioning him and raising objections against the existence, the divine existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wajood-e bari ta'ala. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah is giving dalail. And when he is refuting the counter argument from Iblis is giving some more proofs and refuting his dalail in return, the proofs of Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And he kept giving proofs upon proofs and arguments in the favor of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iblis refuted all those arguments. Hundreds of arguments. And at the end, he sought help from his peers. He said, now you know what, this is where my knowledge ends. He sought help from his peers. Who, alhamdulillah, Imam Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was at that time making wudu. He was making wudu, and at that time he said, why don't you say that I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any proof?
Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madine channel, have you just heard now, Mausab Iman, why don't you believe just without any proof that Allah is one? I mean, look at Mausab, the karamat here is of Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that from a distance he guided his disciple, he guided his murid, and he saved him from the traps of the devil who was waiting to snatch the faith and iman of the great imam. So dear viewers of Badini channel, when Mausab, you're narrating this waqia, that the thought that's coming to my mind is, if our pious predecessors were not spared from the devil, then who are we, Mausab? Where do we stand the chance? There are a lot of incidents out there that people utter, you know, blasphemy statements, Mausab, at the time of death, and that could lead them out of the folds of Islam. It's very, very important for us to learn these important things, dear viewers. In fact, we should actually make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, chale is dua mein shamil ho jate hain.
Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein. Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein madfan mere. mere mahboob ke qadmon mein bana de madfan mere mahboob ke qadmon mein bana de ya rab muhammad meri taqdeer jaga de sehra madina mujhe in aankhon se dikha de
amin bijahil nabiyil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam alhamdulillah rabbil alamin muasab we say shukran for giving us a beautiful incident and story and I'm sure most of the viewers out there will analyze after this incident how deadly are the traps of the devil that he would want to snatch your iman. According to some narrations, Musab, he takes the form of your loved ones that have left the world before you. And he appears before the one dying in the appearance of the family members that passed away before him. Allah. And he comes and he says, hey, I am your grandfather. I tasted death before you. And just wait. And I'm telling you now that you should leave Islam because this is not the true religion. Astaghfirullah. Allah. He comes in that form to snatch your iman because he promised Allah Azza wa Jalla, I will mislead your people. The ones on your path, I will mislead them. Shaitan had a lot of ilm. Shaitan had so much of knowledge that he was made the teacher of the angels. Allahu Akbar. But see where his knowledge had taken him because he was void of respect, dear viewers. He had arrogance and pride, due to which he has faced the consequences. And today, he is kicked out of the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have the status anymore. So having ilm is one thing, but knowledge is supposed to humble you. Just like how a tree that has a lot of fruits will make the branches bow to the bottom. Because why? It bears fruits. And a tree that has no fruits, the branches of it will be upright. Likewise, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, a person who has ilm, but the right ilm and knowledge, subhanallah, then such ilm and knowledge is supposed to humble a person like Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, his blessings and the knowledge Ala Hadrat has and the books he has written, so much of knowledge. And when you read the stories related to his akhlaq, his ethics, his mannerism, it will correspond with it, Muasab. Why? Definitely. Because the ilm humbles a person. And a person who is ignorant, he will be upright. He will boastfully brag about the thing that he doesn't even know. Mm-hmm. So as Muasab mentioned in the very beginning, information is something and knowledge is something else. So what we obtain from the internet is actually information, Muasab, and not ilm and knowledge through which a person can really prosper. I mean, in those days, Muasab, in the time of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah alayhi, in the time of Imam Bukhari, imagine these facilities were not available. Yet they have, Allahu Akbar, brought forward to the world and presented such work, Muasab, that even with all the facilities we have today, we are unable to do that which our pious predecessors done 800 years back. This is the truth, dear viewers. And alhamdulillah, we are discussing and we are talking about a great mujaddid of his time, a great alim, a great Sufi personality, subhanallah. Muasab, his work in tasawwuf is also acknowledged, Muasab. Can Muasab mention something about Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala and his Sufism, his tasawwuf, his taqwa and piety?
MashaAllah. He has he was writing a book that was supposed to be in 4 volumes, and that book also, one of the volumes included Ilmul Akhlaq, mashallah, which is a huge part of tasawwuf. So his spirituality, he was very well versed in Ilmul Akhlaq, mashallah, and he has brought different angles of tasawwuf and spiritual sciences into the tafsir of Quran. Also, he has incorporated it, mashallah, in his tafsir kabir, which is called Mafatihul Ghaib. And many ulama, alhamdulillah, who have studied his tafsir, they say that, you know, it is true to its word that it is really Mafatihul Ghaib.
Allah.
When you study the tafsir of Imam Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is really literally giving you keys to open the locks that
to
were
the
unseen
treasures of
before
knowledge.
It. Allah. MashaAllah. So he really dives deep into the understanding of the Holy Quran. And what a better way to gain spirituality other than from the tafsir of Quran, mashallah. So he really dives deep and bring out the gems and pearls, mashallah, from Quranic wisdom, mashallah. And he has extensive tafsir of Surah Fatiha. Apart from that, he has done. And he has done, alhamdulillah, the biography of Imam Shafi, which is also a spiritual aspect of Islam, to connect to our imams, to our pious predecessors. This is also part of tasawwuf, mashallah, to connect ourselves to our pious predecessors, to walk into their footsteps. And he has written the biography of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali as well. And he was also a very good poet.
And subhanallah.
And it is mentioned about him, Masab, a very highlight of his scholarly journey, that he began his scholarly career in the state of poverty. So if the viewers out there, if you are striving to learn about Islam, if you are poor, you are joining the ranks of these great pious predecessors, Masha, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala himself. He didn't have pen to write with. He didn't have paper to write with, Allahu Akbar. And in such state, they have embarked on the study of Islam, alhamdulillah. So we, if we are facing those difficulties, we should feel privileged because we are joining the ranks of these pious predecessors, these giants of Islam, mashallah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi himself being the mujaddid and the reviver of the 6th century after Hijrah, mashallah. He as well has gone through the same pattern. And later on in his life, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him so much fame and so much of wealth, mashallah. This is again the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mu'asab, I honestly have been inspired once again listening about Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. And I'm sure many out there have, you know, enjoyed today's program listening to the life and blessed biography of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah. Mu'asab mentioned a great poet as well. Some other time, inshallah, we will listen to some of his poetry as well for the sake of barakah and blessings, because even the poetry would divert one's attention to tasawwuf, to iman, to
maybe few ashar,
Islam.
One, two ashar.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, since Mu'asab has mentioned us to mention one or two ashar of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, for the sake of barakah and blessings, Mu'asab, inshallah, we should mention Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala's ash'ar in maybe English, Mu'asab, inshallah,
Zawajallah. Subhanallah.
This is actually the translation of his poetry, subhanallah. It's in Farsi, in Persian, as well as in English as well. And he says in one of these couplets, "My heart was never deprived of sciences. My heart was never deprived of sciences. They are little of mysteries that I do not understand." Then he says, "For 72 years I thought night and day." And this is the message for all those who feel that after doing any crash course, we become great scholars, Mu'asab. You know, a 2 months course, 1 year course, even if it's a 5 year course. He says this, "For 72 years I thought day and night." He was a muallim, a teacher. He says, "Yes, I came to know that nothing is to be known. Yet I came to know there is nothing to be known.
Allah.
For 72 years I thought day and night. Yet I came to know there is nothing to be known." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, time is up and time is always of the essence. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. In one couplet he says, "Our souls fear our bodies as if they want to separate from them." And this is the fight between the body and the soul, day and night. The soul wants to go back from where it came. The body needs to go back from where it was created. He says, "Our souls fear our bodies as if they want to separate from them. The result of our life in this world has been nothing but pain to others and sin."
Allah.
Allah, Allah. The result of our life, because there's a fight between the soul and the body, and the results of this fight is what? The result of our life is this world has become nothing but a pain to others, and sinning and making gunah and sins. So likewise, dear viewers, such ash'ar and such couplets which diverts one's attention towards Islam, towards Iman, towards reformation, towards tawbah. And the lectures were such, the kitabs were such, ke 800 saal ke baad bhi agar koi padhe to rona jata hai, Mu'asab. Yani itna impact, kitne aise honge jinne jo roye honge, Mu'asab. Those who cried, those whose lives have changed either by listening to his lecture, those who lived in his time, those who read his kitabs and his books, and today, leave alone his books, we're only learning about their lifestyle and we are changing our lives. Allahu Akbar. So even their actions have impacted the masses out there. May Allah Kareem, for his sake, forgive us our sins. Shukran, Mu'asab. Sahab for enlightening our hearts with the dhikr and the mentioning and the biography of this pious personality. May Allah Kareem, for his sake, forgive our sins. We will be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.